Well, good morning. The Charlie Brown Christmas Special first aired in 1965. Lee Mendelson was the producer, and Charles Schulz was the writer. Charlie Brown finds himself depressed despite the onset of the cheerful holiday season. A Charlie Brown Christmas follows Charlie Brown as he fights the holiday's commercialism and searches for the true meaning of Christmas. After Lucy suggests that he direct a neighborhood play, he gets a scrawny Christmas tree that everyone is critical of. You guys remember the Charlie Brown Christmas tree? The needles are falling off. It looks like it's about to die. There's talk of visiting relatives. Now, this may surprise you, but there was actually some controversy about the special, as Charles Schulz wanted to include Linus reading a passage from the Bible. The producer said, "This is religion. It just doesn't go in a cartoon." But Schulz held his ground and insisted that the scene would be included. And to be honest, I'm still surprised that they air it every year. And the scene is amazingly simple. They stop everything, just a single spotlight on a kid standing on a stage saying this long passage from Luke chapter 2. It's very moving because of the stillness, because of everything stopping for the simplicity of it. And in the show's final moments, Linus takes center stage at a play practice and recites Luke 2, 8 through 14. And then after he's read that passage, he looks over to Charlie Brown and he says, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." I think one of the coolest things about Christmas is the lights. I do enjoy seeing decorations in people's yards. Light helps us to see in the dark. I'm going off my notes, Elsa. So I'm here a lot through the week. I mean, I'm the pastor of the church, so my office is here, and I do office stuff, and I study, and I pray, and I meet with people and do different things. Sometimes I'm here at odd hours, and it's dark. And I've learned, I'm slow, you guys know all this, but I've learned you can't see in the dark. And sure enough, I'll come into the auditorium and it's dark. And I'll assume I know where everything is. I'm just going to walk to where I'm going. And somebody has left a table in the way or a chair or something. And I end up running into it and either almost falling or falling. So I literally, I don't know if there's any way to record this, but I literally will sometimes be doing stuff around here, and I'll go into a room where it's dark or it'll be nighttime or whatever, and I will say to myself, "David, you know this. You can't see in the dark. Turn on the light." And I go for the light switch. I've learned you can't see in the dark. Light helps us see in the dark. And the light is so bright at Christmas. But we often miss the true meaning of Christmas. We allow other things to dim that light, to take our focus away from Christmas, to take our focus away from Christ. The last 3 weeks, we have looked at the Christmas story from Luke's Gospel about the angel appearing to Mary. Matthew's Gospel about the angel appearing to Joseph. And then back to Luke's Gospel about the angels appearing to the shepherds. Those passages are called narratives. They tell the story of what happened. In chapter 1 of John's Gospel, we also have a narrative. But it is a very theological narrative. In all of these passages, God still speaks to us today. He's still letting us know the story. But John's account of the birth of Christ may not be as sentimental as Matthew's and Luke's, but it does help us to see more deeply into what Christmas is all about. Now, many of you probably have John 3:16 memorized. Anybody? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now that verse, a lot of people are familiar with it. You've heard it several times, right? But listen to the next verse. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So before we go on, let me just explain that a little bit. At Christmas time, it's easy to focus on all the stuff, the lights, the presents, the parties, the gifts, and all that. And even if we focus on Christ at Christmas, it's easy to focus just on the birth, just on the baby, just on the manger scene, the shepherds, maybe the wise men. But as we'll see in a moment, all of this points to what Christmas is really about. And it's not just a birth, but it's also a life and a ministry and a death on a cross and a resurrection. All of that goes together. It's the complete Christmas story. And we want to be careful that we don't get so focused on just one part, especially the secular parts, which I'm okay with, by the way. We have over a 20-pound turkey that we'll be eating tomorrow. I know, it's not 30, but I tried. And we'll have gifts. And I enjoy the lights. And last year after Christmas, I got some new decorations for my yard on sale at Aldi's. They were marked down, so I bought them. And my Christmas, in years past, when I would put Christmas lights up, people would look at the way I did it and they would say, "What is that? What is that shape?" Because I had weird stuff, you know, weird way I would do the lights. But this year it's pretty simple. Row of lights, couple of Christmas trees, little trees, little lit up trees, and a couple of candy canes. Love all that stuff. But one of the first things that we will do Christmas morning is take the green flyer that you have in your worship bulletin, and we will read the Christmas story as a family. And we give those out every year. I send it in an email. By the way, if you want to be on our email list and you're not, let me know. And we put them in the lobby and we encourage people to take them home. One of the best things you can do is read the Christmas story on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, depending on your family tradition. So let's take a look at a couple of selected verses from John chapter 1. Not going to read the whole chapter, but I would encourage you to read verses 1 through 18 later today and think back on this sermon, okay? Excuse me. So, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 to begin with. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And as we'll see in verse 14, this light is Jesus Christ. He still shines in the world with the desire that all should come to Him to find eternal life. I believe that God is actively working in the life of every single person in the world to bring them to Himself. Look at verse 9. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Excuse me. I disagree with those who teach that Christ came in the world only to save some. If that were true, then this verse would have to say, the true light that gives light to some men was coming into the world. But it doesn't. It says, the light that gives light to every man was coming in the world. But sadly, verse 10 is still true. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. The world did not recognize Him. There are so many things, even in secular celebrations of Christmas, that point to Christ. And yet so many do not really recognize Him. So many do not know Him. They just know about Him. And yet there is verse 12. And I love this verse because it says, yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. When you truly accept the Jesus of Christmas, He changes you. He changes your life. He changes the direction of your life. Excuse me. Following Christ is more than just adding a short reading from the Bible about the birth of Jesus. So anyone remember what happens in A Charlie Brown Christmas after Linus reads the Christmas story from Luke 2? All of the characters come to faith in Christ. They start a Bible study and grow in their faith. No. Actually, nothing changes. They go on with their secular Christmas traditions. They decorate the little tree, and the passage in Luke is forgotten. Now, don't misunderstand me. I love that they included Luke's account in Charlie Brown. In my opinion, Charles Schulz, he was a believer, as best I can tell from reading about him. And I love the fact that he insisted that it stay in the cartoon. But to be honest, what difference did it make? And what difference does it make to you? Just as in A Charlie Brown Christmas, if the birth of Christ doesn't change you, what good is it? Just a little add-on to make you feel good about the holidays? And by the way, even this Sunday morning Christmas Eve worship service, well, this is this one of the high points of your Christmas, or is this just, you know, that religious thing I need to do so I can get back and get dinner cooked and get the turkey in the oven and finish wrapping the presents and do all that stuff? Because that's what Christmas is really about, right? Or will this Christmas, will you finally get past the fluff of a secular Christmas and commit to truly believing in and following the true Christ of Christmas? Christ loves you just the way you are. He really does. But he loves you too much to leave you that way. He wants to change you, to rescue you. He wants to save you from the result and the consequences of your sins. That's why he came as a baby, to be one of us, to grow up, and to die on the cross for your sins. That truth is in every passage about Christ's birth. After the angel appeared to Mary and she was expecting the Christ child, she sings, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." In Matthew, when the angel appears to Joseph, he says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." He came for all of us. He came for you. And if we're not careful, we'll miss it. If you're not careful, you'll miss it. And I pray that today, that this truth finally hits home in your heart. That today is the day you commit to completely following Jesus. So, if you listen to Christmas carols, I'm talking about Christmas carols, not, what's the one with the, you know, all the stuff you hear on 93.9. "All I Want for Christmas Is You." If you're singing that about Jesus, okay. But if you listen to real Christmas carols, like "Silent Night," "Joy to the World," "O Holy Night," "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Seriously, go home and Google the lyrics of those songs and read the lyrics. They are so unbelievably theologically rich. They're deep. They're deep lyrics. It's not shallow stuff. And yet, even when we hear those at Christmas time, if we're careful, we will miss what they're pointing to, and that is Jesus. Not just to know about his birth, not just to know about him, but to know him. Let's pray. Father, Christmas is really is a wonderful time of the year. And we know that the birth of Christ was more than likely not on December 25th. We know that. But Father, we're so thankful that we do have a time of the year and even a day that we set aside and celebrate and remember the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are truly thankful for this day. in this whole holiday season. But it's such a busy time. It's just so busy. So right now, help us to just take a deep breath and relax. And focus on Jesus Christ. God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, who came to this earth, humbled himself, being born, being a little little baby dependent on Mary for diapers and feeding and care, being dependent on Joseph and Mary as he grew up. This is God in the flesh. And he humbled himself to become one of us. And he lived a perfect life, knowing that he was headed toward the cross. Because that's why he was born. To be one of us so that he could die for us. And on him, all of our sins are placed. And he covers those sins. And when we turn to him, he forgives those sins. Forgiveness is a wonderful gift, Lord. And we thank you through Christ that we can have that. And it's our hope and prayer that this Christmas, perhaps even right now, there's one or several people in this room that it's really clicking. It's like, oh my goodness, this all makes sense. I see it now. And that this would be the Christmas that the birth of Christ really comes alive to us. That we really understand what it's all about. And that not only do we embrace the truths of Christmas, we embrace the person of Christmas. Jesus Christ, our God incarnate, our God in the flesh. So use these songs that we're singing, these verses that we've read and talked about, lighting the Advent candles, everything that we're doing here, use this to point us to Jesus. To not only know about Jesus, but to truly commit to knowing Jesus himself and following him. And we pray all of this in his name. Amen.